I want to first of all ask you to declare with me, Lord Jesus, I have eyes that see. I have ears that hear. And I have a spirit and a heart that perceives what your word is saying to me. Amen? And amen. I want to take you to St. John chapter 9. And I want you to see, we're going to kind of open up at verse 35. I'm not sure exactly how far after that we're going to go, but I want to go to verse 35. How many know there's two kinds of blindness? And Jesus is the one that can tell you the difference. Verse 35, Jesus heard that they had thrown him out. And when he found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" "Who is he, sir?" the man asked. "Tell me so that I may believe in him." Jesus said, "You have now seen him. In fact, he is the one speaking with you." Then the man said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshiped him. He worshiped. He worshiped him. When you see this type of activity, do you think for one moment that that gave courage to our Savior? Did he need encouragement? Yes.
We need encouragement.
We need encouragement, and so did he. Now, the Lord had already released him and, you know, made him like the incredible gift of sight given back to him. And the worship was the response from the miracle that he had received. And I want to keep that in heart. Verse 39, Jesus said, "For judgment I have come into this world, so that the blind will see, and those who see will become blind." Now that's an incredible statement. He's talking to a blind man from birth, set free by a miracle. Which, by the way, I don't know how many of us would have the courage to take mud, spit in the dirt, put it on the man's eyes. That's what he did. That was the commission the Father showed him. John chapter 5, verse 19 and 30. Jesus never did anything on his own. He did what his Father showed him to do, or told him to do by the Spirit. "For judgment I have come into the world, this world, so that the blind will see, and those who see will become blind." In other words, there's a difference between natural vision and spiritual vision. Understanding why you're here on a Sunday morning is because God has taken away some of your blindness, even though you all have eyes. And you all see. But you know there's something greater than what you have in the natural vision. Watch verse 40. Some Pharisees who were with him heard him say this and asked, "What? Are we blind too?" Jesus said, "If you were blind, you would not be guilty of sin. But now that you claim you can see, your guilt remains." Ouch. Do you ever meet somebody that's arrogant? And you try to tell them about the salvation that is available to them through the Savior, Jesus Christ? And they already know it all? "I belong to such and such, and I do this and I do that, and I am holy, and I am this and I am that, and this has been done to me, and I'm all set. I don't need your Jesus." Amen. And I'm not trying to pick on anybody. I'm just trying to tell you that some will see that we're blind. And some that are seeing will never see. Why did they cast him out? Why did they literally excommunicate him? Let's go back and take a peek. Verse 1. "As he went along, he saw a man blind from birth." So that tells you the details about the man. "His disciples asked him, 'Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?' The answer is awesome. 'Neither this man nor his parents sinned,' said Jesus, 'but this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life. As long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world.' Having said this, he spit on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, put it on the man's eyes. 'Go,' he told him, 'wash in the pool of Siloam.'" This word means sent. "So the man went and washed and came home seeing. His neighbors and those who had formerly seen him begging again asked, 'Isn't this the same man who used to sit and beg?' Some claimed that he was. Others said, 'No, he only looks like him.'" Why was the surrounding so different that they really didn't recognize him? Because if you've seen somebody that's blind, you expect them to be the same as they were constantly. All of a sudden, they're in freedom, and now they... surroundings are different. The atmosphere is changed. The man himself is changed. "But he himself insisted, 'I am the man.'" So here's a blind man convincing those that thought they knew him. Verse 10. "How then were your eyes open?" they demanded. He replied, verse, "The man they called Jesus made some mud and put it on my eyes. He told me to go to Siloam and wash. So I went and washed, and then I could see." "Where is this man?" they asked him. "I don't know," he said. They brought to the Pharisees the man who had been blind. Now the day on which Jesus had made the mud and opened the man's eyes was the Sabbath. Therefore, the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight. "He put mud on my eyes," the man replied. "Then I washed, and now I see." Somebody put oil on my eyes this morning, and I pray that now I will see. Because God had this message just for me. It's not just for you guys, it's for me. Some of the Pharisees said, this man is not from God, for he does not keep Sabbath. How about that? But others asked, how can a sinner do such miraculous signs? So they were divided. Finally, they turned again to the blind man. What have you to say about him? It was your eyes he opened. The man replied, he's a prophet. I love it. It takes a blind man from birth to wake up the religious people. The Jews did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight until they sent for the man's parents. Don't you love it? I mean, I need to be convinced. I don't believe that you were ever blind. But the religious folks want his parents to show up. Is this your son? They asked. Is this the one you say was born blind? How is it that now he can see? Verse 20 is awesome. We know he is our son, the parents answered, and we know he was born blind. But how he can see now, or who opened his eyes, we don't know. Ask him. He is of age. He will speak for himself. 22 needs to be seen. His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews, for already the Jews had decided that anyone who acknowledged that Jesus was the Christ or the Anointed One would be put out of the synagogue. That was why his parents said, he is of age, ask him. 24. A second time they summoned the man who had been blind. Give glory to God, they said. We know this man is a sinner. He replied, whether he is a sinner or not, I don't know. One thing I do know. I was blind, but now I see. Then they asked him, what did he do to you? How did he open your eyes? He answered, I have told you already, and you did not listen. He's teaching the teachers. Don't you get it? Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too? Talk about hitting them below the belt. I mean, that's a swift kick where it hurts. Then they hurled insults at him and said, you are this fellow's disciple. We are disciples of Moses. Don't you love it? We know that God spoke to Moses, but as for this fellow, we don't even know where he comes from. Verse 30 is enlightening. The man answered, now that is remarkable. You don't know where he comes from, yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners. He listens to the godly man who does his will. Nobody has ever heard of opening the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing. To this they replied, you were steeped in sin at birth. How dare you lecture us? And they threw him out. Has anything changed? You know, I'm not trying to be angry at these people because that doesn't help. But recognizing that you will meet these type of individuals in your walk with the Lord is an absolute. It's going to happen. Some will be so highly offended because a miracle happens, that they can't handle it. And they don't want you to believe it either. And then to declare that they have wisdom and that they can see, and Jesus responds, you don't see nothing. You don't have an ability to see. You're blind and as bats, and you can't tell that I'm the anointed one. Yet the blind man figured it out. By his fruits you shall. When you see the fruits of salvation working in a family, no matter what the obstacles, no matter how deep the hurt is, God is on the job. And God will vindicate his own. The parents of this child, man, are called in and they're investigated and they're afraid to be kicked out of the synagogue. Why? They're religious. That's all they know. Are they comfortable in their religion?
Yep.
Don't disturb when I'm happy. Quote, quote. Leave me alone. Who are you, so-and-so? What do you think you know? You can lay hands on me and I would be healed? BS. That's what they think. That's how they think. Are you to be angry at them?
Nope, no.
Thank you. You better go higher. And the angels will take you across in that boat. Amen?
Amen.
And the angels are the only one that can get you there. Because if you try to get there on your own energy, you're not going to make it. Could the man born blind get his own blindness off?
Nope, no.
Could he have picked up some mud and spit in it? Wouldn't have done any good. Had to have direction from above. And the one that had the direction is the anointed one. Now close your eyes for a moment. Say the anointed one in the earth now.
The anointed one in the earth now.
Is?
Is.
How many instantly had a me come out? Put your hand up. Thank you. Those of you who are debating, get off the shelf. Get off the shelf. You have his anointing already. You see, waiting for you to be perfected is kind of silly. If you wait to be perfected, you're on a quest for the wrong direction. Are you under construction? Absolutely. Are you perfect yet? Yes, you are by him and what he's already done for you. And you are in Christ now. You're not going to be in Christ tomorrow when you get your act together.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Ooh. You see, I've got to be thinking of myself as perfect. Yes. Why? Because he already declared you perfect. He declared you holy. He declared you a saint. I can feel the waves. I just rocked the boat. Close your eyes now. Say, I am a saint.
I am a saint.
I am holy.
I am holy.
I am righteous by faith.
I am righteous by faith.
I'm born again by faith.
I'm born again by faith.
And I am ready.
And I am ready.
To break over the traditions of men.
To break over the traditions of men.
And to let the blind see.
And let the blind see.
So that God.
So that God.
Can truly use me.
Truly use me.
I don't need to wait till I'm perfect.
Don't need to wait till I'm perfect.
He's the perfect one living in me.
By his Holy Spirit,
I don't need to be afraid
to be excommunicated.
It's already happened.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I can now see.
Because the blind one
was me.
But now I see. My guilt is gone.
And I can worship him
in spirit and in truth.
In spirit and in truth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to you, Jesus. Glory to you, Most High God.